Hey guys, welcome to the How to Invest and Trade Like a Pro podcast. This show is for investors and traders who want to learn how to invest and trade in a way that protect and grow their wealth and yet minimize the risk in the stock market. Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the podcast. So today's Friday, and every Friday we do a weekly technical analysis of the S&P 500, and this week is no different, right? So in today's podcast episode, I'll share with you my technical analysis for the S&P 500. So I'll be taking a look at the ticker symbol, the SPY or the SPY, right? So that the SPY is the ETF which tracks the S&P 500, right? So let's begin on the weekly time frame and then work our way down from there. Okay, so if we take a look at the price chart for the S&P 500, you notice that in the past 4 weeks, right? So which is about a month ago, right? So the 4 weeks ago, the candlestick was a red candlestick, and then you take a look at the candlestick that comes after, and the falling candlestick. So those three candlesticks was form a Morningstar pattern, right? So what is a Morningstar pattern? A Morningstar pattern is a three candlestick pattern, right? So we have three candlesticks here. The candlestick from 4 weeks ago, the candlestick from 3 weeks ago, and the candlestick from last week, right? So if you take a look at this three candlestick patterns, it forms a Morningstar pattern, right? So a Morningstar pattern is a bullish reversal signal. So if we see prices declining by quite a fair bit, and a Morningstar pattern forms, then what this tells us as investors and traders is that there's a high chance or high probability that prices are likely to reverse and move upward from there on, right? And so far, the pattern has played out, right? So if you take a look at this week candlestick, right? So the markets haven't closed for the week yet, right? It will open in about a couple of hours' time, and then you'll close today, right? So if you take a look at this week's candlestick so far, we have made quite a bullish candlestick, right? So because after the Morningstar pattern form, this indicates to us that there is a bullish reversal in place, right? So this week has confirmed that bullish reversal, and the candlestick is quite a long and bullish candlestick, right? So that's for the weekly time frame. And if we go to the daily time frame, you'll see that in this week we managed to close above the pre-pandemic high, right? And the reason why I referenced the pre-pandemic high is because the pre-pandemic high has been proven to be a significant resistance area and zone, right? If you just take a look at, you zoom out of your charts and you take a look at the bigger picture, right? So you go back to the earlier part of 2020, before the pandemic hit, right? The market reached a high of around 339, right? So that was the high before the markets took a nosedive, and then it has recovered since then, right? So that level of 339 has been proven to be an important area of resistance, right? So in the recent week, we managed to break above this pre-pandemic high, and this is a bullish signal for us as investors and traders in the market, right? Because it's an important resistance. So if prices break above the resistance and prices manage to hold above that resistance, it shows us that there's buyers coming in to push price above the resistance. And if they manage to find support, this can mean further upside for prices, right? So right now, even though the market has took quite a beating in the past couple of weeks, the price action in the most recent week and the 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks around there has been proven to be quite bullish, right? So prices are starting to make higher highs and higher lows, right? So that is also another bullish signal for us as participants in the stock market, right? So that's a quick technical analysis for the S&P 500. And just a quick pointer to take note before we end this podcast episode is this, right? This price action of the candlestick and the candlestick patterns and technical indicators and so on and so forth, they only give us a high probability of success. They by no means give us a 100% accuracy or 100% predictive of where prices are going to go, right? So for example, earlier in the podcast episode, I mentioned about the Morningstar pattern, right? So the Morningstar pattern is a strong and powerful bullish reversal candlestick pattern, right? However, this does not mean that every time a Morningstar pattern forms, prices are likely to move higher from then on, right? What it means is it gives us a higher probability of success, right? So even though you see these patterns forming, you still need to have proper risk management so that if prices do go against you, then at least you kept your risk or your losses to bare minimum. But if prices go with you in your direction, then you'll be able to make substantial profits. And that is how, as traders in the stock market, that is how we become profitable and consistently profitable over time. Right. So hopefully you guys have learned something from today's podcast episode, and have a great weekend ahead, and I'll see you next week to your financial success.